traffic cones.
Really?
I really do.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Of course, you know, you got that voice.
And you got, yeah.
But then that's the Kathy Lee factor.
Yeah, but the voice is, you know, at least there's the face.
Stop. She's very nice.
She is nice. Yeah. She is. And very good. She's on TV a little bit doing traffic. She'll make a fine replacement.
She's a girl who will replace Buzz. Yeah, As I mentioned in one of my tirades a couple of weeks ago, I love her. The idiots on the message board hate her. She does the traffic on the news station. Mm-hmm. And she's got a presence that's annoying yet alluring.
Yeah.
You can't look away.
That's interesting. I often think 6-7 months down the road.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering when that infatuation that you have would
wear off,
would turn to dust. You know, like that ad with the runners where they all like turn to coal and they break up.
Yeah. Oh no, you mean if she worked on the show with us?
Yeah.
Well, she'd be all right.
You think so? You don't think you'd get annoyed after a while?
Hold on. I know it's not to the same level.
Hello?
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, you've made Mike spin his water.
All over his new jacket.
Thank you.
Look at what a mess.
I thought you were calling your wife.
No.
I had no idea you were calling her.
No. You're wrong.
All right.
I told you, it's up early. I'm punchy today. Right.
Thank you, B.A.
There she goes.
Or just hang out.
She says you're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you, Buzz. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, can I speak to Larry King, please?
No.
Oh, okay. Could you patch me through to him? It's kind of urgent.
B.O. Bob.
Rob Williamson?
Rob Williamson.
Friend.
Well, actually, I'm going to be a guest later on this show.
It's kind of urgent. Here he comes. Larry.
Hello, Larry. I just called you a few minutes ago. I was just wondering, what are you enjoying today for lunch?
Okay, this anniversary for Don and Mike, and after it's taped, give it to Andrea, and she'll phone and say she's got it, okay? Hi, it's Larry King in Washington. So proud of the fact that Don and Mike have reached their 8th anniversary. Pleasure and welcome you aboard. Happy in the organization. Happy anniversary, guys. And you're both...
What?
I was going to say you're both terrific, but...
Thank you!
Falls Church, Virginia. Hello.
Hi, Larry. There's a couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning. They were on the afternoon. I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning and totally destroyed them. But you could doctor tape.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show. Call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That was more Larry here.
Hi, this is Larry King, and I never listen to Don and Mike because I'm bright, intelligent, lively, and desire information. I go anywhere I can, but not here.
Run this joint anyway.
I don't know, Rosie. Can you hear me?
I'm here.
Okay. You like Larry King?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Little mini interview with Rosie. Mike, I bet you didn't watch the NFL channel.
No. No.
Bet you didn't watch SportsCenter. Both of you guys should be aware.
What?
There's a guy. Oh, first, before this, are you ready for a Karnak joke?
Sure.
Rob wrote a Karnak joke today.
I love Karnak jokes.
Yeah.
Hellraiser.
Hellraiser.
What does Satan use to shave? Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
My boy.
That's wild stuff.
Good night,
my boy.
That's wild stuff, and regretfully, he has passed.
Call me up today. Tell them to me. Told it to me again when I got to the station.
Well, it's good.
Wrote it down on a card like I wouldn't forget. Don't forget, P.S., best joke of all time, Hellraiser.
All downhill from here.
Mm-hmm. Mike, you know about Kellen Winslow. He's a talented tight end.
Mm-hmm.
He had come out of the University of Miami. Last year, he was drafted by Cleveland.
Kellen Winslow Jr.
Yeah, right. He broke his leg last year, mm-hmm. and he's coming back to play this year with the Browns. Mm-hmm. Cleveland Browns tight end Kellen Winslow Jr. sustained internal injuries when he was thrown from a motorcycle.
Oh.
He missed most of last season with a broken right leg.
High side crash, probably.
Hold on. Yeah. He's riding in a community college parking lot Sunday.
Caused by front brake skid.
Hit a curb at 35 miles an hour. Went over the handlebars.
Yeah, high side crash.
Mm-hmm. He was wearing a helmet. It wasn't strapped on. It flew off his head.
Another mistake.
He landed in a He landed in a landscaped area.
Hey, you can throw me under the bus for that one.
You weren't strapped?
Yeah, I wasn't strapped at one
point. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I didn't have my strap on.
Call the instructor.
Listen to this.
Feet hurt.
He hit the tree that he ran into so hard with his head.
Yeah.
And the force of the motorcycle. Right. The tree was uprooted.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh,
and that's only 35 miles per hour.
Yeah, let me see.
All the things.
Did it damage his hairnet?
Didn't say anything about his hairnet.
He wouldn't be injured if he'd had one. That's my confession.
I only mentioned that for you guys because it's kind of a karma thing. Yeah.
Well, it's you got to be aware.
I hope it's not a karma thing.
Well, Joe's talked to me about it too. The dangers of like he said something like his one friend is. He has one friend.
Don't.
So many stories. That sold his motorcycle and his other friend who's dead.
You know the fact that Joe's alive and working with us, right? Mm. He's already won some type of deal with the devil.
This is true.
So don't be taking advice from my buddy Joe.
But you got to respect the motorcycle.
That's right.
This guy, the runaway bride guy, the girl with the scrambled egg eyes, she is all over TV mm-hmm. with a still picture of her. He, on the other hand, has gone out and done an interview. I'm surprised we don't have him on the show today. This guy, John Mason, he is just an idiot. Let's hear a little of what he has to say, because the runaway bride thing is still relevant.
Still got legs.
And
he said he'll still marry her.
And he sounds like a NASCAR guy being interviewed after a race like a Talladega. So here's some new tape of the runaway bride's fiance.
I got to tell you, man, I'm happy. She's come to the conclusion that she needs some help on some things. And just to get her to it, man, praise God she's there. And we're going to get her some help. And we're going to get her, right there.
Now, with that cut right there, you could, because guys sometimes refer
to their... Praise God, we came out of turn four, and we was...
They refer to their cars as she.
Right.
Yeah. So you might we're here with Dick Trickle. Dick, what happened in the 17 ride today?
I got to tell you, man, I'm happy. She's come to the conclusion that she needs some help on some things, and if it took this to get her to it, man, praise God she's there.
Yeah,
and we're going to get her some help, and we're going to get her... right again.
Yes, the car was tight today.
She's a good race car. We're gonna get it right. We're gonna get back out there. We're gonna qualify next week, and we're gonna win that thing.
Here he is again, the world's stupidest man.
Absolutely. Yeah. I just because we haven't walked down the aisle, just because we haven't stood in front of the 500 people and said our I do's. My commitment before God to her was today. I bought that ring and put it on her finger. I'm not backing down from that now.
Stupid idiot.
He is very wrong on that, all right? I mean, because I know this. I've done this a couple of times. The ring on the finger prior to the marriage, that's the engagement ring, right?
Yes,
the way it's referred to in most cultures.
Right.
The engagement ring, I don't believe that counts as before God. So I think he's got an out. Somebody's got to give this guy a heads up. He just doesn't qualify.
Here's what I think. Mm-hmm. I think that he sees the fact that John Mason is going to become a somebody.
This is true.
For now.
Why else? This bitch put him through such an incredible ordeal and her family. I mean, he's got to be looking at this going, who's going to play me in the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Is Drew Carey going to play me in the movie? Can we get somebody a little better looking than Drew Carey to play me in the movie?
You mean you just don't think he might be a great guy?
While we're on that subject, I have no doubt that he's not very bright, but is there a possibility he was in on this with her?
No, I think he's too stupid.
Okay.
I really do. What do you say, John Mason, to people who say...
I think she's dealing with the consequences right now. She's having...
She should go to jail.
In her mind, wonder what people are saying about her. And I can't imagine that's real good or real easy to deal with. That's got to be consequence enough to me. And then to having to deal with all the hurt and the pain that she has on the inside anyway.
You know, I don't buy that. I don't get that.
I think he is as pure as the driven snow.
Here is what I think a man in that situation would be saying.
When I tucked the butcher knife and held up her neck, I said, if you want to live to see tomorrow, you better start frying them eggs a little bit better than what you're frying. I'm tired of eating sloppy, slimy eggs.
That's what a guy should say, not this.
She was petrified, man. She, I want the world to know that she didn't just run off on a joy ride just to be going and having fun. I think one of the papers may have said she ran off to Vegas. Well, yeah, she did end up in Las Vegas, but that wasn't her original destination.
Oh, shut up.
Big lie.
Say this.
Stop. I don't want to talk to you. You've made me mad today. Don't talk to me. It ain't been easy living with you all this time, the things that you've done to me. Trying to pick at my brain what little bit's left of it. Hey, look here. I'm not all the way crazy.
You know, there's an interesting flip side to this, which nobody's talking about, and I'm going to let me offer this.
Yes?
I'm thinking this guy, John Mason, seems to be incredibly forgiving, and he's incredibly forgiving before we've had a chance to hear from the lady. Do you think there is an outside shot that when she does finally talk, that maybe there was some other reason? Right now, it's all on her. She's the crazy lady. She's the lady that ran away. But here's the deal. He makes comments. He doesn't. He's very forgiving. He's not angry in any way, shape, or form. But you don't hear her saying anything. And what if she comes out when it's all said and done and all of a sudden says, well, one time John brought me down to the root cellar, you know, and made me cut myself with a Swiss Army knife. You never know.
Listen, I know you never know. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
And I'm just throwing it out there as a possibility.
But here's the only thing.
And I will take full credit if it turns out to be true.
I think he's just as dumb as a box of rocks, and he sees this as,
hell, chance to be famous.
I could get on American Idol, or I could get one of them shows.
Do you think he'd be on American Idol, or, I mean, on the TV shows?
Of course, he won't be on American Idol.
Do you think he'd be on TV shows if he was coming out and said, I can't believe it, she's just a total idiot.
No, but then his shelf life is totally limited.
Right.
If he says what we expect, what he's saying is not what we expect. He's keeping this thing going.
Dragging it out. Well, let me throw this out, then. What about her when she does come out, regardless of what he's doing it for? What if, to cover her own ass, she comes out when the time comes and says, hey, why did you do this? And she's not going to take the heat herself. Something that, I know some women have done that in the past. What if she...
Would you stop dragging?